Welcome to the DMV Infocast, an audio production of the State of Connecticut Department of Motor Vehicles. This is Ernie Bertothi, Infocast editor. With us today is Mary Lynch, a division manager within the DMV's Branch Operations Division, who is here today to talk about driving in bad weather. Well, Mary, thank you very much for joining us today to talk about driving in bad weather conditions. And the first condition we're going to talk about is driving in the rain. And when you think about the rain, certainly visibility becomes an issue. Can you just talk about the issue of visibility when driving in the rain?
Most of what you do in driving depends on what you see. To be a good driver, you need to be able to see well. The single biggest contributor to crashes is failing to see what is happening. Obviously, with driving in the rain, you know, a very heavy downpouring rain affects the visibility that you have within the windshield of the vehicle. If it's a very heavy rain, sometimes your wipers can't even keep up with keeping that windshield clear. What I would recommend is just be aware of what's around you. Cars in front of you, cars behind you, people and individuals walking on the sidewalks or getting ready to cross the street. Because in bad weather, rain, or any other kind of inclement weather, people tend to dash for their vehicle or dash for the location that they're going to get in out of the rain. With any inclement weather, your headlights are required by state statute to be on at all times. That is imperative. That's so that people around you can see you and what is coming at them as well.
Can you talk about the importance of following distance when driving in the rain?
When driving in the rain and on wet roads, you really need to reduce your speed by about 10 miles an hour. Your stopping distance isn't going to be as good as it would be on a normal dry day. It takes you about double the time to stop a vehicle on wet or slippery roads than it normally would. On a good dry day, it's about 2 seconds. On a wet day or a snowy day, an icy day, you're talking a minimum of 4 seconds. And a lot of times I would recommend that you leave more distance than that, because you never know what's under there, what's under that puddle of water you may be driving through at that time.
And speaking of driving on water, can you explain exactly what hydroplaning is, Mary?
Hydroplaning. Hydroplaning is where like a puddle forms and you hit it, and it's almost as if you become airborne. You don't have the control of the vehicle that you would normally have. You know, maybe it's the tires, the traction. All of that plays key when you're driving in any kind of inclement weather. But hydroplaning, it's honestly a scary thought, that one minute you're driving on a hard road, next minute you really have no control over the vehicle that you're driving.
So certainly you want to remember to be visible, to drive in a safe following distance, and be sure you're driving at a proper speed when driving in the rain. Let's talk about the snow, Mary. We're in Connecticut. You certainly can't avoid snow in the winter. What should drivers be thinking about when they have to drive in the snow?
First of all, I would tell you, if you have to drive in the snow, again, leave more than enough room between you and the vehicle in front of you. It's key. It's key to your stopping distance and your safety as well as those around you. When you're driving on packed snow, you should really cut your speed by half. Includes highways, your city driving, town driving, because again, you don't know what's under that snow. You can approach a stop sign and think, oh, I only need 4 seconds to stop. But if there's ice under that, you're not stopping at that stop sign, chances are. You're going to slide into it. And you don't know what's coming around you. Slow down. If you don't have to go out in the snow, don't. Stay home. Stay at work. All because it's snow doesn't mean you have to be the first one out of the office. Give the road crews time to get out there and sand and do what needs to be done to the roads to make them safer for us to travel on.
And what about driving when it's not even snowing out? Perhaps it's snowed overnight and you're going to get in your car in the morning. Talk about how important it is to make sure your car is completely clean before getting on the roadway.
Ernie brings up a very good point there. That's an imperative thing. And I think a lot of people, and you know, all of us at times, we're all in a rush. You clear the windshields. You clear what you gotta clear. Your windshield, your windows, and your mirrors. But what about the roof of the car? What about the trunk? You know, it's not so much for you that helps, but that helps the drivers behind you, the ones around you. That's a courteous thing. Because think about you driving down 91 or 84, and all of a sudden the car in front of you didn't take the time to clear, and all the snow comes right back at you and your windshield. You may not have the time to respond the way you need to with windshield wipers and people around you. The next thing you know, that he may have slid on his brakes and you're into the back end of him. Again, take the time, not only for your safety, but for your passenger safeties, the people around you, to clear the vehicle and be extra cautious in weather like that.
So certainly you should use your discretion before deciding to drive in the snow. And when you drive, you do have to drive on snow, cut your speed at least in half. And certainly visibility and clearing off your windows and your car are certainly the utmost important. And sticking with the winter weather theme, let's talk about ice for a second. And obviously, Mary, that is not an ideal condition to be driving in. Could you talk about what drivers should remember if, in fact, they encounter ice or have to drive on ice?
Again, ice is the most treacherous of road conditions, probably, especially overpasses and bridges and other types of areas like that. They freeze first, and they're the last to dry out. They're very heavy, icy spots, and you don't always see them. Sometimes it's ice that's referred to commonly as black ice. You almost think it's wet blacktop. That's just wet. But when you hit it, it's the thinnest ice you can imagine, but it's also very slippery and could cause serious harm to you or others.
And black ice is something, Mary, that you don't even necessarily see. You said it may look like a wet spot, but it might just seem like clear pavement to you.
Exactly. Especially newer paved pavement. It's a lot harder to identify it there, too, because, again, it could be shiny on new pavement, but so is the whole road.
And what do you recommend, Mary, if you're driving, if you have to drive on ice, how should you maneuver the vehicle?
Really, I would recommend if you don't have to drive, don't drive. If it's a thing for, it's an emergency, you have to drive, then you have to crawl. You have to slow the vehicle down to a crawl. And if that means going 5 to 10 miles an hour, that's the way it is. If it's that important that you get there, whether it takes you 10 minutes to get there or 3 hours to get there, if you have to go, then you have to adjust your speed for the conditions. Probably the best thing I can really recommend for more information on these subjects is either go online and check out the driver's manual or pick up a copy in your local office. There's good points on here for driving conditions and inclement weather. No one's too old or too young to read this manual and just stay up on top of what's going on. I would ask anyone that gets behind the wheel of a car in any kind of inclement weather or any day to take the care and caution that needs to be taken in driving. Because it's not only you that it may affect, but there's a lot of people around you, be it passengers or pedestrians, little children that might run out on the road after that ball. Think of what's behind you, in front of you, and at your sides, and drive safely.
Mary, thank you very much for joining us today and talking about driving in bad weather conditions.
Thank you, Ernie.
This has been an InfoCast produced by the State of Connecticut Department of Motor Vehicles. Thank you for listening.